This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Factor 75, chef prepared healthy meals delivered. Get 90 bucks off the first six meals. Use code MMA2019.
Liquid Web, one of the top hosting providers. Save 34% off hosting with code MMAN34OFF.
Smart Home, an easy to use source for lighting, security, and home entertainment products that the average do it yourselfer can safely install. Get 10% off with code MMANUTS10.
Direct CBD Online, get 15% off your order over $50. Use code MMA15.
Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 413.
413!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Background of the MMA show, my MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk live, tweet serious, and ridiculous. What's going on? Enjoying the balmy 10 degrees?
Yeah.
The ice storm that we had to cancel the show and reschedule it.
Yes, we did. Today. Couldn't get here. And then next week is looking like it's going to be Arctic blast time. The high on a couple of days is like minus 10.
That's awesome. That's when you cancel school for everybody.
I don't want to go anywhere when it's that fucking cold. I wonder if my work will be canceled. That'd be nice.
You just cancel it. My fucking everything's dead. Like the whole parking lot, they're all dead. I can't even make it out. There's bodies stacked.
There's bodies to the sky.
The fucking old people.
Oh yes, the old people step outside
and
they just drop dead.
Shoving bodies out of my driveway. They're trying to get out. It's not working.
It's not funny. Old people do die when it gets too cold or too hot.
that's what they're here for. They need to die.
It's like canaries in the coal mine. Mm. That's old people.
Yeah.
Okay.
My favorite kind. Dead.
Dead old people. That's horrible.
It's like cats, Ingo.
Dead cats? You don't like cats? I have a cat. No. I love my cat. He's the shit. He thinks he's a dog, though. He's like, fuck that cat.
Would you drive a minivan?
Me?
Yeah, you.
No, I would not. Okay. Well, I mean, I could, but.
I know. I'm just asking.
I'd prefer not to.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're on the border.
Because of a cat?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're borderline.
The chicks like the cat. I'm just saying.
I know.
I'm saying. The girls, they like the cat.
I hear you.
He likes them. You know, what are you going to say?
Nothing. Nothing.
You got to beat up that pussy, Matt.
Why?
Because it's good for
you. You got to be nice to it.
Be nice, but beat it up sometimes. Let it know who's boss. You know what I'm saying?
But no, I'll murder that
shit. Here we go. We're back to murdering pussy
on
this show. Here we go. We're not murdering anything. You know what's murder? Let's talk about
I went to the mall this weekend.
Okay.
I wanted to start with a quick story. Okay. So I went to the mall because my 13-year-old daughter wanted to go to the mall by herself. I said, I'm not comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. She's going to meet a couple friends there. So I took her to the local mall. And I figured, she said she's only going to be in there an hour. So I said, I'll stay and check it out and just walk around, see if she needs me.
Maybe whack off somewhere.
Yeah, the corner. And they have a fucking UFC gym that's two stories inside of the mall.
Oh, wow.
I've never seen it. Well, it's not an MMA gym. It's a UFC gym.
Different thing.
Looking at the instructors, you have a purple belt teaching the fucking jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, I have a problem with that.
Yeah. Unless your last name is Machado or Gracie.
Yeah, then it's different. But right. Purple. Brown, okay. Okay. Should be black, though. Should be black. You can teach kids as a purple belt and as a brown belt for sure, but adults?
Yeah. So that was weird. What else? Oh, and I was just kind of seeing, like, what's the clientele inside of the mall? I haven't been in a fucking shopping mall
in
forever. So it's young kids, creepy old dudes. Mm-hmm.
Are they doing laps around the mall walking?
Pretty much.
Okay, yeah.
Female security guards are, like, 19.
Okay.
Which aren't going to stop shit if there's an issue.
No.
And then parents with kids.
What time of day did you go on which day?
Would have been on weekend. So either a Saturday or a Sunday.
Families for sure.
And probably like 2:00.
Okay.
But as I was sitting outside of the UFC gym, coffee in hand, phone in the other, doing mad research for the show, like some crazy black guy comes up to me. And he's fucking mumbling like he's got marbles in his mouth. I don't know what the fuck this guy's saying. All I hear is blah, 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 sandwich. Blah, 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 family. Blah, 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 toast, cheese. Sandwich, money.
You wanted money for a sandwich?
Not going to hurt you.
He said he's not going to hurt you?
This is what I think I'm hearing. Like, I don't know what's happening. Then he pulls out a $5 bill. I have money. Like, I don't know what the fuck this guy's talking to me about, but I just went with, I don't have any cash, all right? Like, okay, sorry, they walked away. Like, I don't know what the fuck just happened, but this isn't a good impression when I'm sending my daughter here and mall. I got a fucking crazy guy coming up to me.
Yes.
Asking me for money. I'm not the guy I don't think you'd be walking up to asking for money. When I'm sitting there on my phone and coffee, like, this guy's crazy as fuck if you're going to come up and ask me for money.
That's right.
So I don't like this. I don't like this whole scenario. Yeah. I don't like my daughter being here. So now I got to be super vigilant of, like, where is this fucker going to be? Where's my daughter going to be?
Was it the mall around here? The indoor mall?
Yeah. The one over there, that Yorktown one.
Okay. Okay.
There's all these crazy fuckers walking around.
Apparently so. They put a UFC gym in there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Two stories.
I always thought that mall was pretty weird anyways.
Yeah.
Strange layout. It's like an L shape or something. Or no, like a Z shape kind of thing, right?
It's
weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was my...
Don't go to the mall, people. That's the moral of the story.
I think it's good for kids, but...
Teenagers.
Not if there's a bunch of weirdos and you don't have the right security to take care of shit.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you. I like the mall by my house. It's okay. Woodfield.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
That was big.
Huge. And, you know.
I used to go to that one when I was a teenager, though.
To pick up some
girls? I used to just go, we'd hop a bus and take that one there. So I would have been like 14.
To hang out and be like, what's up, ladies?
Well, not that.
I'm here.
Then go there and spray fart spray. And
this guy.
And on a bridge and then watch people walk across the bridge and go, what the fuck? Who does shit their pants? Like, I don't know.
That's the worst.
Go that Spencer Gifts and buy the fart spray.
And then when he was 15, he discovered girls and all that went to hell.
No. Many years later, wanted girls but didn't discover them.
Oh, I see. Yeah. It's a beautiful time when you discover the female opposite sex.
That's right.
And then your life changes forever. You know whose life changed forever?
Who?
This weekend?
The UFC.
The UFC.
ESPN Plus.
ESPN Plus.
How was the service? Of ESPN Plus.
Well,
let's start there.
I watched the replay, and it was quite nice. The quality's good. I don't have a problem with anything. Did you have a problem?
Well, there was some weird shit. First off, I want to say it was pretty cool to be able to watch the fights on my cell phone.
Yes.
Multitask.
I did the same.
And the good thing was pacing was pretty on point. So as far as the main card, pacing was good. I didn't like every once in a while they're going to do a commercial break where they put this graphic up. It says commercial break. I think they're playing music, but you're not hearing what's going on in the corner. So I don't know if this is a placeholder for us to sell ads to other people.
I didn't get that. You know, I skipped around. I never got a one commercial. I wonder, maybe you just
watch
it.
I was watching it live.
Oh, live. Okay. Yeah, no, the replay has no commercials.
Music was all right. It wasn't the... Da 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 da! The fucking Fox bullshit. I'm like, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
But then they want to fucking taint the broadcast, so they had who the fuck was it? Trevor Whitman was in there giving advice as a coach. They'd throw shit over to him. He was giving so-so advice. I didn't take him or leave him.
Yeah.
I didn't really care. But then they have this Jagoff, Stephen A. Smith, who's this basketball guy on.
He used Jagoff. I haven't heard that word.
I'm sorry. But he is. He has no fucking clue what the thing is.
He's like
2 feet taller than Cormier and Anik.
Yep.
And they're both looking at him like, this guy's a fucking retard. What is he talking about? He has no clue about what's going on and just blah, 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 Greg Hardy. And oh my God, illegal knee. And blah, blah. Shut the fuck up. You don't belong
Stephen
on this
Jackson?
Broadcast.
Stephen Jackson?
Stephen A. Smith.
A. Smith, that's it.
He's just a douchebag with a loud mouth.
He's very, very loud.
I want to think about every word I could use to describe him, but you know he doesn't goddamn belong on the UFC broadcast.
He just likes to talk.
ESPN.
That's what he gets paid to do, talk.
Yeah, but not on there. You got to get him off. No. Just get him off. So maybe, he ruined the whole thing.
For you?
Yeah.
No, okay.
Just even the two sentences or whatever. Whatever amount of time he had was 10 times
too much.
Too much.
Exactly.
Like, I should kill himself. I'm not saying that.
He should kill himself.
Can that get me fired from... the podcast. I'm never allowed to do the podcast anymore because I'm telling you, the guy should kill himself.
Octagon-related announcing death.
Right.
Yes.
The announcer, you can... Can I... That's not threatening death on the... I don't know what it is, then. The announcer. You can
put
talk
a hex
shit
on
him. Okay,
sure you can.
Fine.
Put a hex on him. Hex away.
Fuck that guy.
Can we talk about the fights at all?
I guess.
Which one do you want to talk about? Main event first?
Sure. What'd you think?
What about Henry Cejudo? taking care of TJ Dillashaw so quickly. It happened so fast. He like steamrolled this guy. And I wanted to say, but I think it has a lot to do with the weight cut. We've seen TJ get hit way harder than that and be okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he looked pretty shrunken down.
Yeah, I thought he was going to die. I'll post a picture, another one of him cutting weight.
It's not good.
It's literally the machinist. It's no bullshit.
Yeah.
And
it cannot be healthy.
No.
It's great that he made the weight, but I don't think he's fighting at his best at that point.
No, and this continues the trend, and I was pissed because Cejudo was the underdog, and I forgot to bet on him because I know the trend is going to follow. It's like all the lighter champ versus champ guys win, and here's, the fourth one now, and three of them are in the first round, one in the second round. And it's, again, this is a fucking 30 seconds in this one. So the real question was the stoppage too soon, or is it okay?
No, come on.
People are going back and forth. I heard, obviously, TJ is crying like a bitch about it. Like, oh, yeah, I didn't lose that fight. They stole that from me. Like, no, you lost the fight.
Look, Cejudo had plenty of gas. It wasn't like he was going to stop throwing punches.
No.
He was just getting started. TJ, we didn't know which way was up or down, left or right.
Right.
And nothing good was going to come of letting that go another 10, 20 seconds. It wasn't. There's no point.
No, why? And even John McCarthy, someone asked him, like, was that a good stoppage? He's like, nah, I would have let it go longer. Dana White was complaining. But you're right. I'm biased because I'm not a fan of TJ, so I'm okay with him taking that loss. But looking at it objectively, I thought it was fine.
Okay, totally
fine. Yeah, and you know, I like my fighters to get beaten to a death before the fight gets stopped. Totally okay with this stoppage.
Yeah, I think it was fine. I mean, I don't like that he complains because I know TJ's been rubbing me the wrong way the last year.
Yeah, you know, and look at how other champs have handled it. I mean, you could put him in the category of the Ronda Rousey, Joanna Jędrzejczyk, but look at how a true champion handles a loss. Look at how Conor McGregor handled his
Cyborg.
Loss.
Cyborg.
Right.
I mean, that's
and,
the way to do it.
And who's the other guy? Cody Garbrandt?
Same thing.
Like, man, I got knocked out. Feet. Things happen.
It happens.
Right?
It happens. This is a sport.
You don't cry and, like, I'm going to fucking take my ball and go home and I'm never going to fight you again. And
I don't think TJ should fight at that weight ever again. I think it's not good for his health.
Well, I don't think anybody should fight at that weight again, right?
Well, I think if they're going to run it back, it should be at 135.
Yeah.
For sure.
And the funny thing is, Cejudo will knock him out again at 35.
You think
and then what's the excuse then? Well, like, what are we going to cry about?
I think TJ wins that 35. You don't think so?
No, I think it's speed, and he's going to fight even more emotional now because he took that loss, and you could see how emotional he was.
He was very emotional.
Like, I didn't lose that. They stole that from me.
Yeah.
No one stole shit. You got
What did he say? I was flipped. Defeated, but I did not get beat or something. What?
He said so much some weird shit. Thing. Just, man, someone tell him to shut up. Like, that's when you wish he spoke Brazilian and you had the translator come in and, like, he's not saying all this. This is what he's saying.
I'm happy to be here.
Right.
Like, after
he's very happy. He's very respectful. Very good that Henry Cejudo wore his gold jacket and... here you go. Fuck this guy too, the Cejudo. I gotta roll in for this one. He shows up to the pre-fight press conference wearing like an old all gold shiny jacket.
Why?
Because I'm a gold medalist, Ingo. I won medals.
He had a snake or something too.
Yeah,
right?
I get it. You want a gold medal, and then this guy's like fucking the belt. There's pictures of him in bed with the goddamn.
Oh, I was gonna
UFC
show you
belt.
That. Yeah, did you see those pictures?
Yeah. Like, what the hell is wrong with you?
He's like making love to the belt.
Be there like you've been there.
If I won a UFC belt, I'd probably whack off on it, though.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not whacking off on it, but
I'm finishing on that fucker. I might wear my girl might wear that belt, and I might be like, hey.
You finish on the belt and then on her?
Both.
He's acting like Tim Sylvia, Ingo.
It's fine. Let him act that way. I don't have a problem with it. It's fine. It's a belt. It's a beautiful belt.
I don't know.
I'd be happy to. Whatever. Okay. Let's talk about some other fights. The only other fight I'm super excited and happy about is Donald Cerrone defeating Mr. Hernandez. TKO looking solid. That was leading into the main event. And I like Cerrone looking solid.
There's well, and it's kind of, you get you reap what you sow for this guy that fought Cerrone, because he was talking so much disrespectful, mad shit to him in the lead up to the fight.
Can't do that.
Can't do that to a guy who's a fucking... That, in my book, is a UFC Hall of Famer.
For sure.
They said something, I forgot who posted it, let me find it. Mike Bond with the stats on Cowboys. Most wins in the UFC, most stoppage wins, 22 wins, 16 stoppage wins, most knockout wins by head kick, 7. Tied for the most knockdowns landed, 18. And most fight night bonuses with 16.
That's crazy.
Fucking 16.
He's making bank. And he's talking about fighting Conor McGregor. And I think regardless if it's warranted for any kind of ranking system, the man deserves a Conor McGregor payday.
Yeah, Conor said he's open to it. So let's
do it. I like that fight.
And it's good for both because no one's going to take it down. They're both going to stand. Conor's got a good shot in that fight, right?
Conor has a good shot. Cerrone has a good shot. I think it could be a epic fight. And Cerrone's a man of his word. If he's like, fuck it, let's throw down.
Right.
He's not going to go for no takedowns and try to do any kind of jiu-jitsu nonsense.
Bullshit.
They're just going to go at it. And it's going to be... Yeah, I picture this fight in my head. And, you know, Cerrone's a slow starter sometimes. I see it going a couple different ways.
Sure.
It'll be interesting to see what kind of Conor McGregor we get. Uh-oh. There he goes.
I could just shut that, like that and then be like, hey.
I think I'm more excited about this than I was about Diaz McGregor. I think this could be more
epic.
Yeah, I'd
like to see something new, right? Somebody who's going to stand and bang.
Could be more epic. I like it a lot, Matt.
And I like it from the aspect that Cowboy could get paid a lot of fucking money. And think about guys who deserve to be paid a lot of fucking money. He's one of them.
Yeah, for sure.
So
he's one of those guys.
I love it.
Anything else about this card?
Yeah, I gotta talk about this Greg Hardy fight because, you know, they started a broadcast and they're talking about this guy's history of domestic abuse and
Greg Hardy.
Yeah, whatever, and that's why he got fired from the NFL or whatever happened there.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, that's kind of weird. Typically, they usually brush that shit under the rug and don't mention it.
Yeah.
And this one, it seemed like that's all they could talk about on this broadcast. So. For me, as I just want to see fights, I mean, yeah, you're a piece of shit, but when we're at this point, I don't want to fucking hear it.
You don't.
I don't want to fucking hear it. And then we get into the fight. Not the most entertaining. There's like, it's a little back and forth. They get gassed. I think it's the second round. Hardy's got him down. The guy's got both knees on the ground. Gets one knee up. I see it almost looks like the second knee is coming up, and then Hardy delivers the fucking... Okay. Watch it again. His second knee almost came up. Because really? I watched it a few times, the triple check.
Do you think he saw that, maybe, and thought...
The first knee clearly came up. The second one hesitantly almost came up.
So you think he was trying to time it?
He timed it wrong. It wasn't like all these people are saying all sorts of crazy shit like, this is the last thing that this guy needed, and blah, blah, blah. You know what?
It looked blatant to me on the one. I watched it one time around. It looked blatant.
But I watched it a whole bunch, and it was a timing issue. Other guys have done the same shit, and that guy that he was fighting, I don't know if he wanted a way out or not, but I have such a problem with, I don't want all the backstory all the time, and I don't want people saying shit like, oh, he's just trying to find a way out, and this is the kind of guy he is, and he does all this shit. These guys are fighters. He's just CTE. I'm not excusing anything, but I don't want to hear it.
He's a football player.
I don't want to fucking hear it the entire broadcast.
Yeah. I hear you.
We got to move along.
I hear what you're saying. Let bygones be bygones. Let the man eat.
Like what? Well, I'm just going to say, what are they supposed to do, right, for a living?
I don't know.
What are they supposed to do? It's a fighter.
Yeah.
They're not, like they were talking about the most respectable people in the world. You are here to fight. It's like Gladiator. Two men enter, one man leaves. Other shit just stays out there. I want to see you fuck people up. You either fuck people up or you don't.
Good point, Matt.
That's how I play.
So you have no moral attachment to each person's persona kind of thing.
Yeah, unless you're trying to sell the story to the average person of you want him to lose.
Yeah.
He's a piece of shit and that's what you're selling. But for me, I don't give a fuck. I give a fuck about can you knock the other guy out? Are you an exciting fighter? Okay. I don't care about your backstory.
Right.
All right. Moving along. Paige VanZant and Rachel Ostovich. They had a nice high heel face-off.
Ooh, yes, they did. Oh, damn. Ostovich is pretty stacked.
Yeah, she's thick.
But,
I
you
like
know,
it.
In reference, though, these chicks are short. 4'2". How short is Jaina White? What's up with
Well, they have, like, 4-inch high heels on.
Yeah, but still, it's like, is Dana super short? Remember, you shook his hand. Was he a short guy?
I just remember he had little tiny boy hands.
Okay.
But he was a pretty big dude in person. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, yoked.
Yeah. So, Paige gets the win by armbar, but it was, like, back and forth, a little scrambly.
Yeah.
A little dangerous. Mm-hmm. And then, well, I'll save that other part for later. And then Glover Teixeira, he was getting his ass kicked early, came back, gets an arm triangle finish.
Solid.
Yeah. But I think that's all I have for that.
Okay.
And then this weekend, you have Fedor versus Beidour.
Okay.
Rumor that Fedor is may pull out of the fight.
Why?
Injured.
Oh, no. That's not good.
No. Chael Sonnen, rumor replacement.
Okay. But I don't think Vader's ever pulled out of a fight that I recall.
I don't know. He's had a long career. I haven't followed it for
He must be like seriously hurt then, if that's the case.
Yeah, when you're at this point in your fucking career, yeah. You're dialing shit up over there.
No, and you got some fuzz
blowing
in here.
Cocaine off. Ingo's like cracking lines over there.
I'm good. What else? I just order up some cocaine on my laptop. It just shoots out.
We got to talk about this new UFC belt while we're here.
All right.
Because we're in that fucking thing.
Let's converse.
You've seen the pictures.
I've seen the pictures.
You've seen...
I've seen Henry Cejudo with it.
I won't even taint it.
Whacking off on it.
What do you think about this new design?
It looks very futuristic. I like old school.
Very, very futuristic,
I prefer the old school style.
And what about the... They couldn't put real flags on there? I think they wanted to go with the... eight of the earliest champions' home country's flags, but they didn't put the actual flags on there. They used a representation. So the American flag kind of looks like Puerto Rico! I didn't know we had a Puerto Rican champion!
Yes, we did. Rico Suave.
But this new... If I was third grade me, probably thinks this new belt was fucking awesome, but 45-year-old me, I'm not a fan. No. There's no symmetry. There's a problem.
No symmetry, this guy.
I'm big on symmetry.
Okay.
Because if you look at the octagon in the middle, there is symmetry, but that outside octagon is not symmetrical. And you can't have a fucking retardo octagon on the outside and a regular one on the inside.
Oh, good point.
And I like the other one looked classier to me. This looks like a goddamn Timex wristwatch, right?
It has. It doesn't sit well with me. I prefer the old school style. This is very, like, Running Man.
It's almost like you took Reebok and said, hey, man, can you guys design a fucking UFC belt? And Cejudo? His name is Cejudo?
Yes, yeah, right.
Hmm.
And then they did submit the design, and the UFC was like, no, make it shittier.
Right, because that would utter, I would get why you don't have the real flags, you have the representations now.
Please, make it as fucking worse as possible.
In did you see the price to buy the replica one?
No, I didn't see that.
$850 for this new version. The other one was $650.
Oh, so it's
the other one is much more classier. I'm not a fan. Not a fan.
We should buy one. Along.
I mean, if it was, I said if it was $100, I would buy one of those for the set. But you fuck yourself, $850. Who's going to shell out $850?
I bet you a lot of people do.
Not for that piece of shit. No way. I don't even know who wants that. And some of the people were saying it's not even the right size for a heavyweight. Yeah. It was designed for a flyweight. I don't know if that's true or not.
It's too small.
I mean, it remains to be seen. Maybe it scales based on weight class.
Good.
The other one was just fucking massive.
Small, medium, large, extra large.
Right, right. It's so weird. I would have preferred maybe you just took the classic old belt and then stamped the new thing on the top.
Yeah, I like that too.
You know,
that's a good plan.
You gotta have some representation of the old one. It's almost like I know this is kind of blasphemous. If you look at Soldier Field.
Oh, like it was a spaceship landing.
Right, it's kind of you had landmark status, I think, so they were limited what they could do, and then they kind of fucked it up, but. I'm not saying do that, but I'm saying
man.
Do
like
something.
Aliens
cool.
Landed into a Roman Colosseum.
Well, they were fucked because they couldn't do a complete teardown.
Yeah. So. Well, they shouldn't.
Yeah, they were handcuffed.
They shouldn't do a complete teardown. It's a beautiful place, though.
Right. They could have probably done it better.
Of course.
Both of them.
They should have hired
the
us.
The UFC.
Totally designed that shit.
100%.
The right way.
Building shit underground. You guys are playing underground now. Like, what? Like, trust me.
Underground
it's
football.
It's going to work. We're going to drop the field by 25 feet.
That's right.
Why? Just trust me.
Extend the
we're gonna
seats.
Be fucking, we're going to have real lions on the side. You seen the movie Gladiator? That's what we're fucking doing.
The stadium holds 200,000 people.
That's right.
The floor drops.
It's all based on excitement. Sometimes it's going to tilt one way. Why?
The tilting floor.
Because.
Oh, my God.
We need to increase the action.
Chaos.
What else you got?
Oh, me?
Yeah, yeah. Are you trying to pull up more ads on us?
Commercials.
Like, what are you doing?
Fabrizio Verdum saving drowning teen on L.A. Beach over the weekend in Torrance, California. Apparently was enjoying a picnic with his family. Some shit went down. He jumped right in, saved that motherfucker.
I'm real skeptical on this story. And go.
Why is that?
Because I feel like he was probably drowning the teen. And some people showed up.
Like, are you the game?
Drowning. I'm saving the teen. This guy is a bully. Like, I've never seen a person bully people before. He's not a kind of guy that's going to save someone. Isn't he on a fucking steroid suspension anyway?
He is. And he had the Verdumerang situation.
Yeah. Fuck
and the,
that
and
guy
the gays.
Too. Yeah.
But that, you know, people like this what? Is what they do. They're crazy. They're like crazy on both ends of the spectrum. Super nice and super crazy.
I don't believe this super nice. It's a facade. Maybe this is a facade. Maybe this is all staged. Like the Conor McGregor, like I throw the fucking dolly through the window in the bus.
Could be.
Save a fake teenager. I don't know. I'm very skeptical of this guy. Doesn't he have a jiu-jitsu match coming up with Gordon Ryan?
I don't know. But
you told me 2 weeks ago.
Did I? I can't recall.
I don't know. I don't know what I tell you.
He doesn't go back more than 3 days.
That's probably a good thing. It's Groundhog Day, right?
Exactly.
But you get a three-day window?
That's it.
I like it.
Three-day window.
Fair enough. What else is going on? Oh, here's big news. Conor McGregor, Khabib, and Jon Jones all have their hearing on Tuesday. Of next week at NSAC.
They're all going to get fucked.
And I bet 100% they all get postponed.
Probably.
And we won't know anything.
Yeah.
Because what happened with Johnny? Didn't Johnny have some more goodies?
Well, he's got they found more trace amounts of the metabolite in the VADA test results. But according to what I read, this is not a surprise. Whatever he took a long time ago stays in your system. In perpetuity, apparently.
That's the greatest thing ever. This guy could just keep microdosing whatever. And then, it's always in my system, right?
Sorry.
Right.
It sounds pretty fishy.
I love it.
But whatever. I don't know. That's a smart move, though.
What's that?
To take a substance that stays in your system forever.
Yeah, so you served a little bit of time, and now I can perpetually take whatever said substance
smart
is.
Smart move, Jon Jones. Smart move.
Find out what stays in your system forever.
Loads stay in your system forever.
Loads, sometimes.
Loads to the face.
You're really in the lows. Are you? I'll just skip ahead then. I got stuff. Hang on.
Right. Let me hear some news stories.
So I think Vladimir Matyushenko sold his Twitter,
His Twitter.
So apparently, when you go to @VladTheJanitor now. He's into gay relationship goals.
Gay relationship. We don't own any content posted.
Apparently, this post that showed up on our timeline is like some guy railing another guy, just bent over.
Thank you for not scrolling further down.
I made sure to take a picture, but you look at who it's followed by: Ronda Rousey, UFC Tonight, Fox Sports, UFC. So I don't know if the Vlad made a switch in life. I don't know. Jon Jones elbowed him into submission that he made him gay. He hit him so hard. I don't know. There's nothing wrong with that. That's where you want to go, but it's just kind of weird.
Are you
dude.
Sure it's the official Vlad the Janitor account?
Yeah, because that's the one we follow and the
if
one
he really
everybody
did
else
sell,
follow.
Sell his Twitter.
Well, he's got 31,700 followers.
That's a lot.
Joined in 2009 of November. November 2009.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bump up my Instagram, and I'm going to sell it to people who do gay porn.
Is that even a big business? Porn is free these days.
Gay porn? I have no idea. I don't watch any gay porn. How many gay porn are you watching?
So much that I'm going blind.
Ridiculous.
Well, is woman-on-woman gay porn?
That's lesbian porn.
I'm watching 100% gay porn then. Yeah. So much that I'm going, jablind.
Wow. Okay.
What else? Mike Tyson was on the Joe Rogan podcast.
He was?
Yeah, he's starting some kind of weed business where he's having a, I think Rogan described it as Disneyland for weed.
Oh, nice.
Where it's going to be some kind of resort where you can train and smoke weed, and then he's growing it and selling it, and gave Rogan some kind of crazy box full of weed cigars, like huge fucking joints that are cigar-sized.
Can we go there?
That
sounds glorious.
Maybe. And then you're talking
California?
About... Yeah. Okay. Talking about boxing, and Mike was very hesitant and almost... He didn't even want to talk about boxing, or like his boxing career. It's like trying to separate it as a different person because he doesn't want to feel those feelings again.
Oh.
And then he was talking about when he was trained by whoever his first trainer was when he was a kid, he was being hypnotized to become a killer. Like telling me he's a killer, he's indestructible. So that he was being programmed at such a young age.
Wow.
It almost sounds like he was the Winter Soldier in fucking from the Avengers, where that guy is just kind of like being programmed and programmed so a certain keyword sets him off. And he goes psycho and kills like a family of seven.
Yeah.
It was weird.
That's terrible.
The Joanna Jędrzejczyk got a new set of titties?
What? No. Whoa.
Are those... She could use a new face, but...
She looks good sometimes in the face and sometimes...
Yeah, this one not so much, but... Yeah. She apparently got a new rack.
Are those... Wait, what's happening here?
What?
Is this officially, like, she got...
Oh, it's official.
She decided to get implants?
Uh-huh.
Why?
I think her fighting career is not doing so well.
So she's her goal is to just get
big tits and
I wish it was that easy for guys to be like, you know, shit's not going that well for me. I'm just gonna go ahead and get some fake boobs.
Well, isn't that way, like I've seen some divorced women that like, man, I didn't have a big set of titties, now I need to attract the opposite sex, and then they go out and get a huge fucking rack.
Yeah, but you know, I would rather have a smaller boob that was real than a big tit that was fake. Any day.
Good for you. You know what your body is, and you know what you like.
That's right. What about you? Do you not agree?
I'm looking at you as if you're talking as if you're a woman. So good for you.
Oh, okay.
Bracing your sexual womanhood. For me, it's real breasts or go fuck yourself. It's kind of like Joey Diaz when he's talking about the blue cheese.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of blue cheese, so I'm going to go fuck myself.
Yeah. Real breasts are good.
Yeah.
I like them real.
Yeah.
Big nipples are always a bonus.
Yeah, well, so whatever. Whatever's there, right?
Yeah, you can appreciate all kinds of size of boobs. Big, small, juicy, not juicy, scrambled eggs.
Who knows? So speaking of boobs and stuff, you see Amanda Nunes, I'm trying to get on board with champions and double champs, and not sure if this is Amanda or her girlfriend, but this is what got posted to Twitter. She says, my dog is traumatized. So I don't know if that's Amanda or if that's her girlfriend,
it looks like Amanda.
Nina.
That's a nice ass, though. Was that pressed up against the window or something?
Yeah. The dog, not impressed by her performance.
I don't mind that. Not bad.
That must be your girlfriend, then. I don't know. I'm still not a fan. Because I don't really know which way that is. I need to know who it is.
It's always. That's the thing. She's just AC/DC, baby.
Okay.
It's all good. Don't put labels on things. Sexuality is fluid, man. You just enjoy it for what it is.
What else you got? Move right along. I'm still not in on that train.
No?
No.
Well, I have this video that I showed you earlier. This man, he's coming out to get some... Oh! He's nuts.
Is there any backstory or is it just...
No, it's just like... There's a badass coming in. There's a fight happening. He tries.
Hey, man, you need a haircut.
He's trying to figure out. He's trying to help his buddy, and he steps in from behind. Bam.
You've been better served to tackle the fucker from behind than throwing like this off balance left hook. Running left hook. Oh, Jesus Christ.
And then the drunk guy at the end who comes, he's all like, you know, freaking Mr. Beanish. Watch him. Here he comes. It's like Mr. Bean.
Hey, what's going on here?
Strange video, but I don't know. I was just talking to somebody about that. I'm a firm believer that it's important to throw your body in the mix. If a buddy's in trouble, but that looks like some bullshit.
Throw a tackle in if you're drunk. You can easily tackle someone from behind.
You can.
For fuck's sake.
But that guy obviously couldn't tackle anybody.
Well, he couldn't land. If you can't land a punch from behind, Jesus Christ.
Let me send this to you.
Thanks. I got a video here. So this fight, if I can pull this up here.
I'm sensing my fasting going to hell tonight for some reason.
Well, I just said mine went to hell last night. I ate a whole fucking gallon of mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Oh, I'm sensing it's not good. I gotta talk myself out of this. I shouldn't do it.
Well, usually the caffeine kills it. Maybe the beer is activating.
It's activating.
Your hunger sensor.
I'm hungry. I'm super hungry.
Did you see this Helbo?
No, I did not.
This one was pretty crazy once we dial up here.
Jonathan Haggerty, eh?
That's what they say.
It's a Muay Thai fight? Oh, no, MMA.
No, MMA, but he lands a down elbow.
Oh, damn.
And fucking murders that dude.
Yeah, that guy went down.
Boom! I like that. I don't think I've never seen that before. A down elbow.
Right to the temple, look like, huh?
Always taught all the elbow strikes, but never seen that one. That's pretty sweet. Anything else here?
I do not.
Oh, let's see. I did show that Vladimir thing. I got something else to show. I gotta bring it back to the good side.
As opposed to the bad side? It's not about good or bad, Matt.
Well, it's right or wrong, you know.
It's not right or wrong either. Some things just are. It's rare we see female beings so dumb with golf clubs. What's happening? Oh, damn.
Something about a woman pounding another woman in the ass that is pretty sweet. Does she have knee pads on or is that her underwear?
It's her underwear she pulled down, apparently. Okay. She's wearing like some kind of sports dress and has a golf ball on her ass.
And then this other chick drills her in the ass.
It's hot. I can dig it.
Sweet. Totally MMA related, right?
Absolutely.
What else? Gabby Garcia got married.
What?
Yeah.
To who?
This dude.
Bloke. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
I don't know. But isn't she a fetching lady there?
No, I'm sorry. I just...
She looks really good when she's off the sauce.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know what to say about this. Have you seen this gash? Since we're talking about Gabby Garcia?
Looks nasty. Is that over the head? Where is that?
Yeah, that's on the forehead.
He just kept fighting with that?
Yeah, apparently. I don't know who that was. Badu Jack.
Horrible, man. Just opened up skin. Not good.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I got too much stuff here. I need to try to edit some.
The never-ending
here.
Stories.
Well, there's a lot of videos of what ring card girls should look like.
Uh-huh. Lord Honky Humongous is the name who posted this. At Mr. Honky.
Sorry.
Okay, I can get behind that.
Yeah. She doesn't even have to face that way.
No. Wow.
I'm pretty sure that's Brazil's.
Yeah, that's a lot of booty. Interesting.
What else we got here? I keep going back.
Got a lot of booty stories.
No, I gotta switch it up. Here's, I forgot who posted this. They said if Gokhan, I think on Twitter, if Brock Lesnar was a dog.
Okay.
This guy.
What the? Is that real?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. How did that dog get like that?
He's jacked. I don't know. He's just a white boy and jacked. Deal with it, man.
Bruh. Looks totally like Brock. I'm with you.
I love it. And then tweet of the week. You got a choice of two here. ESPN MMA. They're on fucking point. It says UFC flyweight hides her arms from Paige VanZant. She's armed and dangerous. Paige VanZant joins Ronda. The only woman in UFC history with multiple armbar submissions.
Ooh.
Ronda Rousey with 3. Paige VanZant with 2.
Ooh. Kind of a boring tweet.
Well, it's kind of fucking stupid because they're not even in the same category. Ronda's got 9 wins by submission, armbar, And Paige is lucky to catch a cold, so in an armbar in the process. So go fuck yourself with that tweet. And then Chris Cyborg tweeting out, welcome the newest addition to my family, Manny Pacquiao.
Oh, that's a cute pig.
And it's a little piggy she got.
I like that pig.
So
we should get a pet pig for the show.
Yeah, but the problem is they grow big.
I thought they stay
and
small.
And then we eat them. Can you buy a mini pig and they stay mini?
Yeah, they have mini pigs.
Really?
It's a thing.
Can you kick them?
I don't know.
Like a football?
Maybe. But I think your dog would probably like a mini pig as a companion. Oh,
she'll fucking kill that thing. It will not last.
You don't know. Maybe the pig will be friendly.
No. She will not be friendly. She kills everything she can get her fucking jaws on.
That's definitely your dog.
Yeah.
Dog is carnivorous.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been a while since she's killed. I don't know how many squirrels she's fucked up.
A squirrel's much smaller than a pig, though. That's a pretty big pig.
No, she killed a huge rabbit, though, before.
Yeah.
Not this big. Hopefully, I'll find the picture and post it. It was big. And then how about the squirrels that I've caught her fucking up, and I'm like, hey! And the squirrels are making horrible noises. Like,
That's what a squirrel sounds like, who's dying.
Fucking, she's ripping them up and chucking them up in the air. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Sadistic dog.
My family is freaking the fuck out. And not to mention the little baby rabbit that she ripped in half and ate the ass end of. Because it was found, she found it over by my raspberry
Always
bush.
Always ass first, Matt.
Yeah. But I was thinking, she probably got that, you know, you ever hear Joe Rogan talk about the bears are eating the blueberries and how delicious their meat is? Well, this rabbit was set up near my raspberry bush. So it's probably eating all the raspberries, getting nice, sweet, and delicious. So she's out there just fucking ripping this thing ass end apart.
This is some good rabbit ass I'm eating right now.
My kids are freaking the fuck out because it's tearing. Don't eat the little bunny. Like, oh, God. Sorry. These things happen in my backyard.
It's a dog. It's a carnivorous hunting
She was so happy. Just tearing apart, sitting in the back in the sun. You know what you're supposed
Life
to do.
Life is good, man. Yeah. Got a juicy-ass rabbit. Got some sunshine.
It's true. Moving along. Little astronauts. Donald J. Turd's got a bunch of questions for us.
All right.
What the hell was Greg Hardy doing on the main card, considering it was the first ESPN broadcast? It's a good point. He was the co-main event.
Ratings.
Yeah, they want some controversy, and I think maybe that's probably why they were selling it up the whole broadcast. Mm-hmm. Like, let's be controversial.
Yep.
If you could set Cowboy Cerrone's next three fights, who would they be with and at what weight?
Conor McGregor.
Justin Gaethje.
And Nate Diaz.
Done. Hopefully he has a better run at Diaz this time.
Yes.
All the douchey things that TJ said after losing his fight with Cejudo, which line was the douchiest?
That one about I lost, but I didn't. What did he say? He beat me, but I didn't lose or some shit. I've heard this before.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's such a weird thing to say. I don't know what it means.
They stole that from me. Like, pretty much anything he said post-fight, you know, insert line. Wasn't there a previous time when a corner man accidentally broke a bag of ice in Octagon, causing a delay? I seem to remember Rogan objecting, rightfully so. Seems obvious, but there are no rules about this. I didn't see the fight that happened in, but I heard it. I think I was listening to that one when it happened, so I don't remember.
Yeah, it was all over the web. It was like, I don't remember now. No clue. It was old, 10 years ago maybe.
Oh, the original one, we had fucking shit fit.
He was like, you gotta get that ice out of there. You
there's
can't
still
leave
piece right there.
There's ice everywhere.
Look at this fucking guy. He's just kicking it.
Yeah.
You can't kick that. Did Henry Cejudo save the flyweight division?
No. Nothing's saving the flyweight
division. It's done. We don't need it. We really don't need it.
Let it die.
It only worked in the WEC with the small cages. All those fights were good. Big cage, little guys, doesn't work. In your opinion, what's the worst thing about being an MMA fan?
It's like, what's the worst thing about it?
Probably the cost to be a fan of this sport versus the cost to be a fan of any other fucking sport in the world. Like, literally think about the pay-per-view cost. It's $65 if you bought every pay-per-view. Yep. And you're fucking, what, $700, $800 a year. ESPN Plus at, I don't know how much is that, $5 a month. DAZN or DAZN, whatever you want to call that, and all that. And then if you need the cable for Paramount Network, I don't know what fucking channel PFL's on. I don't fucking watch but one fight of theirs. So I think cost.
Cost is one. But just to me, it's like the broken hopes and dreams of what it once was and what it now is, the shell of what it is. If you're a longtime fan, it's like you're just leaving a hollow existence.
What?
It's so sad.
There's a resurgence right now. Don't you feel it?
We'll see.
It's on ESPN, Ingo. This is the biggest fucking sports entity in the goddamn world. This is like the Super Bowl for UFC.
True.
They have guys like Stephen A. Smith on the broadcast, who's like the best of the fucking best. Right?
We'll see what happens, Matt. I have no confidence that they will right the ship in 2019. Well, but one can hope. Maybe Brock Lesnar comes back. You know, Conor fights. Ronda Rousey's back. Maybe it's all this excitement.
Well, it's champ versus champ. It's jump the shark at every opportunity you can. And let's get John Jones and this fucking Peter Grahams. And God damn it. Like, please get rid of USADA so we don't have to hear this. And it doesn't have to be a story anymore.
Thank you.
And I would say lack of depth at the ring card girl position. We need more thick girls, as posted previously.
Yes, please.
Let's see. Michael Brooks, he says, I'm going to switch it up on Rodrigo here just for funds. Pussy sex, mouth sex, butt sex, the heavy metal edition.
Ooh.
All right. I don't know how to pronounce these names, so we're going to go for broke. We have Doro Pesh. And let me just say I'm going to find prime pictures and not current. So some of these broads got a little old. They might have been from the 80s. So here's the first one.
Looking a little Courtney Love-ish. Okay.
And then Elise Ride.
She's getting butt sex for sure.
Goddamn right.
She's got a face that way.
And then Lizzie Hale.
I don't know who these people are, but...
I don't know.
What is it? Mouth sex? Butt sex?
Yeah. Well, we both agree on butt. That's she does. The middle one, Elise. She's
getting butt sex.
I think Lizzie is
getting some mouth sex.
I'm going to give her pussy, and then this one's getting mouth. This one is really old now. This first one.
I don't discriminate against the old ladies.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
I do. How sad are you because of the Henry Cejudo? Cejudo. The 125-pound division is probably going to stick around longer. I don't believe that.
I don't think it's going to happen, and I'm not sad.
No, Dana is done, right?
It's finito.
Then Rodrigo Machado, let's close it out. It's time. Pound sign, nuts roll. Pound sign, Matt Rape Train. Pound sign, Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather wrestle a bear or an alligator?
Alligator.
Depends how big things are. Are we talking a full-size bear?
It's just got the mouth. Alligator. The bear has claws and all kinds of shit going on.
Sure. That's probably the better move.
More dangerous.
You're behind it.
Plus, I can stab an alligator in the fucking eye. It only has
take
one.
Take his eyeball out. That's right. Like Happy Gilmore?
That's right.
Would you rather forget who you are every time it rains or never be able to remember why you walked into a room?
The room, I think, is simpler.
Why did I walk into this? You're going to be fucked up. You're not going to get anything done. Like, why did I walk
but
in
every
there?
Every time it rains, you can't remember anything.
But how often does it rain? I'm taking the rain. Take my chances.
You can move to like a place where it never rains, like San Diego.
Sure.
Oh, good point. We'll go thank you. I'll take the rain. Or Arizona.
Would you rather be cheated on numerous times and never know, or cheat on someone else and have to tell them? I'd rather be cheating on numerous times and never know. I don't want to cheat on someone and have to tell them and then see that look in their face. Horrible. I'd rather tell a bunch of kids that their pets died in a horrible accident.
And then Santa Claus is not
real. And then listen
real.
To a shriek. And that would fill my heart for probably about a year's worth of jollies.
Okay. They both suck. I don't care either way. You know what?
That's lose-lose.
It's lose-lose.
Would you rather have... one last day to live with the ability to say goodbye to everyone and not do much else, or do everything you ever wanted to, but not have time to say goodbye to everyone.
I would do everything I ever wanted to.
Yeah.
Sorry, people. I love you, but I'll write you a letter.
You'll figure it out.
Right.
It's my world anyway. It's not your world. Mm-mm. And Fuck, Marry, Kill, Celebrity Edition number 29, oh, Glamour like Models number 10.
Double bonus this show.
Abidel Guerrero. Do.
Oh, wow. Okay. Not bad.
Too natural for me.
Skinny.
Or too not natural. Aria Giovanni.
That's your kind of woman right there.
That's Mary material.
That one. Yeah, for sure.
And then Katie Green.
I got to marry Katie Green. She's looking very wholesome. It's like wholesome there. I'm going to kill the first one, bang the second one, and marry the third.
Okay. I kill the first, marry the second, fuck the third. What do you have for Ken Lauer?
Some serious thighs, man, on that one.
The last one?
Yeah. It's a lot of thigh action. All right, so Germany has a woman.
Scheiße! What a Kaiser!
The German Soccer League has a woman at the helm of one of the teams.
Okay. As a coach? Or what are we talking about?
Head coach.
Okay.
First time that's happened. And she's such a baller that a news reporter asked her about some, you know, like being in charge. And she's like, I select my starting lineup based on penis length. So that's the kind of baller she is. And they were asking her, like, what is it like walking in the locker room? Does she, like, worry about seeing? She's like, no, I'm the coach.
So is she taking one for the team consistently?
I give no fucks about that. I don't care if I see dicks. It's all good.
Good.
Good for her. I like this. The Germans know what's up. It shouldn't be weird for women to see dicks, you know?
No, they like them, right? Didn't they talk about them?
The more dicks, the better, you know? And
talk about them in the off season.
If they've handled a lot of dicks, maybe they'll treat your dick nicely. That's what I'm saying.
Of course.
Right?
There's only one way to treat them. That's nicely.
Nicely. That's right.
So we'll close it out on this one. Here's things that who posted this. Spitting Chicklets. You can put this on a list of things only an absolute moron would do.
What am I looking at?
Okay. Guy skating down on ice, ready to take a slap shot.
Oh my God. Oh, I've seen videos with this fat guy.
That guy.
He does all kinds of weird shit.
He's like the modern day champion. Then they fucking snow him at the end.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. That's not good. Dude, I have been hit with a puck before with pads on. I've done that. That cannot feel good. That's insane.
Why? Painful. I used to punch myself in the balls in college.
That explains a lot.
Or what did I do? What else would I do? I think I would take a hockey puck and throw it up in the air. Yeah, it was a hockey puck. Throw it up in the air and catch it with my balls. My balls!
Wow.
Why not?
How'd you have children then?
I don't know.
He's like, I don't know. Lucky.
Adoption.
What'd you say? It could not be yours. Right. Oh my God.
I have friends in low places or something?
Yes.
Something like that. I hate country. I like cunt. Don't like country.
Don't like the tree.
Yeah. I don't have anything else to do. Shit. When are we back? When is this show airing? We're on this fucked up schedule. We might want to talk about this.
Okay.
So now, Tuesday. Your schedule has changed, so we're going to record Tuesday nights and be out on Wednesdays for a little bit, except for this week because shit got fucked up.
The weather. Ice storm. Next week I think we'll be okay because the cold wave is coming on Wednesday, so we'll already be recording. Although I don't know if you'll have power.
I'll have power. I've got that huge ass generator. I don't fuck around. We did that once.
Minus 50.
Ran a generator. Okay. I can do that.
So, but yeah, Tuesdays is the night. Right. Typical night.
So we'll be out on Wednesdays for a little bit, and then we'll see.
For a few
come
months.
Next semester or quarter or whatever. I don't know.
You know, in the summertime when the sun comes out, shit goes down. Things might change.
What are you doing? Catching rays, banging chicks, you know.
Right.
Thanks. That's it. You're down.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for plans.